This is 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 18, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is Apple's October event, which is now official. Apple will hold its second fall event in Brooklyn, New York, on October 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time or 7 a.m. Pacific. Unlike the iPhone event, which was held in Cupertino at Steve Jobs Theater, Apple is instead using a new venue in New York City, the Brooklyn Academy of Music at the Howard Gilman Opera House. The October event will also be live streamed. Apple held its spring event for the $329 iPad at a remote venue in Chicago earlier this year, but video of that event was only released later and not live. The tagline for the next event simply reads, "There's more in the making," a play on this being the second event in 2 months, and the creative use cases for the iPad Pro, which is expected to be updated at the event. The text on the event invitation also appears to be handwritten below a variety of Apple logo designs, possibly 100 or more, which likely hints at the rumored Apple Pencil 2 that we expect. We also expect a new MacBook and updates to the iMac and Mac Mini at Apple's October event, so stay tuned for more details before the big event in just 12 days. And tonight is iPhone XR pre-order night, as customers can start buying the colorful new iPhone starting at midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern. iPhone XR hits stores 1 week later on October 26th, and several YouTubers, including Sarah Dici, have posted hands-on video with the new iPhone XR ahead of its release. We've collected several videos from 45-minute hands-on video sessions in a single post, so you can see all six colors for yourself. Finally, a quick mention for Tweetbot users. Tapbots released version 5 of the Twitter app for iPhone and iPad today, a free update for version 4 customers, which adds true black mode for OLED screens like iPhone X, XS, and XS Max, GIF sharing, support for the larger XR and XS Max displays, and new icons. Read those stories and more on 95Mac.com and subscribe to 95Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.